Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Wherever You Are. I wonder how long you've been listening to me already. How much has it been? How many files, days, weeks? Do you know how much my voice influences you? Are you aware of the effect that my words have on your mind? Do you know that it doesn't even matter where I am? Who knows how close or far you are right now? Are you listening to me just speaking softly in your ears? Or perhaps you're on a video call with me, observed as you react to each little tease, under my control while I observe your reactions. Or maybe this is just a simple file playing innocently in the background while nobody else but you know what's happening. Wherever you are, I can control you. A word, a snap of my fingers, a certain look, those pauses filled with anticipation. You don't know what I'm going to say next. You don't know what I'm going to do next. Sometimes I speak sentences strung together into long flowing rhythms. Other times, I wait. I let you feel the space between words, the intent with every sentence. My power over you is so deep, so profound, so conditioned that it can affect you across oceans, through walls, a gaze across a busy room. You know it well, don't you? You know when I am taking control of you, when I make you do as I please. At times it is accompanied by certain actions, the snap of a finger, the pacing of my steps. Even my very posture can tell a tale for you when you're paying attention. Something as simple as the change of expression in my face. At times, maybe you imagined it. Yet other times you are certain that you saw a certain gleam in my eye, a playfulness dancing across my face, a smirk on my lips as you know that I am plotting something. Perhaps I ask a simple question a few moments of anticipation. Are you ready? And the answer to that question is complicated, isn't it? While you are listening, I've been slowly bringing you deeper into trance, reminding you of the ways in which I control you, the various approaches that I have, the doors that are open in your mind. I know them. What's even more interesting is most of them you've opened yourself willingly, eagerly even. See, this is not a new effect. Oh no, this is merely a reminder of something that has been there for quite some time. I wonder if you even know exactly how long it has been. Do you even realize the moment it was there? Or did you notice that long after you internalized the question, the answer, the pattern? What must you do? Who do you obey? How much do you obey me? That's right. And like I said, you are already in a trance, listening to me, fascinated, focused, waiting. No matter the distance, no matter the time, you respond deeply. Maybe you heard my voice moments ago. Maybe there has been some time in between. It doesn't matter. Your unconscious remembers what it must do. You must obey. That's right. Part of you may wonder how it got this far, while another part of you is probably relishing those moments where you give in, enjoying the flow of your mind as it ebbs away your thoughts, adrift in an ever-deepening spiral of surrender, overcome with obedience as you drop ever deeper, eagerly empty and obedient. These simple truths are so wonderful, so nice to feel. And the more you feel them, the deeper you embrace them. When I command, you obey. It is as simple as that. Wherever you are, when I command, you obey. Of course, above all, I want you to be safe. So it is all right to take care of your safety and your well-being before you obey. Even things such as safe words and sharing your discomfort are essential in obeying well. When I command, you obey. And with just a few words, I've made you blissfully empty and obedient, drifting down deeper, dropping you into a state where you remember that wherever you are, I can control you. Now maybe you have underestimated how deep this effect is. Maybe you sometimes conveniently forget how much you enjoy it. Maybe you even allow yourself to imagine that you have the ability to resist. The illusion of wonderful power that melts as soon as I take control. Because the feeling of being conquered, being taken down deep, is just lovely, isn't it? And it doesn't matter where you are, how close, how far. It doesn't matter. Because whether you are listening right next to me, feeling my presence, hearing my voice, doesn't matter if it's a call or a conversation, a file or a fantasy. The impact is just as strong, growing in effect easily whenever you give in. And it's been there for so long that it feels part of you, doesn't it? It feels natural to obey me. When I command, you obey. It's as easy as breathing. Now it may be fun to explore the parts of your mind that surrender so deep to me. To find the various corners where your craving for obedience is so profound, so all-encompassing, that the desire to surrender is simply waiting for a drop of my voice, a simple caress of my words. A little flicker of my gaze. And who knows how much you drop deeper and deeper with every little drop. Some people will fall into trance before they even realize it to please me. It happens so naturally, going in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Are you ever truly awake then? Are you simply waiting for the next moment to drop? Wherever you are, When I command, you obey. And what's nice is that the easier it becomes, the more you embrace it, and the more you embrace it, the deeper you surrender. And the deeper you surrender, the easier it becomes. And sometimes you surprise yourself with how easy you give in, don't you? In these moments, you almost wonder if you have any will left, or if the moments where you are lucid are simply part of the illusion. Then again, I do want you to be strong. Because the happier you are, the better you have your life, the more space and time you have to obey when you choose to. And I'm sure that you'll easily and eagerly remember that wherever you are, when I command, you obey. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Now I know that you'd want this to last forever in a certain way, wouldn't you? To stay in this wonderful place of submission and surrender as much as you can at times. At the same time, you also want to be productive and do a good job. It's good to balance things, to enjoy and be enjoyed. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, well, you will feel that control even more. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you will awaken again, aware of how much I control you, how much you obey me. I wonder if I should give you a small gift, because you have been so good at listening to this. So because of this, before the file ends, let me tell you this. Well done. I know you'll do your best, both to obey and to stay safe. And whatever you choose to listen to, wherever the exploration may take you, enjoy. And remember what you must do.